How do we know even this much that you're chayiv for nezik? That you're chayiv for nezik even b'shoygig? So Gemara says, Oma chizkiya, chizkiya says, v'chein tonu de v'chizkas, we learned over the base of chizkiya. Oma kroa, the posik says, petza tachas potza. So it's an extra posik here, because really the posik already said, ki yitein mumbiya misoi kasharosa, when you hurt somebody, you have to pay for it. Why does the pasuk have to say over again? Why does the pasuk have to say petza tachas potza? So we darshin lechayvoy al hashoygig kemezid, that adam amazik is chayiv even though he did it b'shoygig, not willingly, or is the same thing like the mezid v'yalo einus kerotzen, whether he's an onus, he did it by accident, or they have intentions of doing it, still adam amazik is chayiv. That's this halacha, that adam amazik is chayiv is even boinus. There's a shayla later on we'll see, what about if he's an onus gomer? If an Odom is mamish and honest gomer, let's say Lamosha, where you go to sleep at night and there's nothing near you, and then somebody else puts Caleb next to you, and then throughout the night you break it, where you're an honest gomer there, there the Rashita to say Odom Amazik is potter. Honest here means not where it's an honest gomer. And we'll see later on. So Kutzah, that's the Chiddush of this Pasuk, Petza Tachas Potza, that Odom Amazik is chayiv, for Nezik at least, for the damage to pay, even though it was done without intentions. For the Gemara is it extra for this, Homi Boiler, we need this Chiddush here, this Pasuk, Litein Sar B'mokam Nezik, that even when a person has to pay for the damage he caused, he also has to pay for the Tsar. That there's a half a minute to say, maybe you only have to pay for Tsar in a case where Rashi says, let's say you burn somebody's nail. Where you give him pain, but you don't ruin the person. He's not worth less where there's no nezik. But maybe the mokum nezik, you don't have to pay for tzar. So Mar says, "Im kain is so licht of kro." Let the pasuk say, "Petza be petza." My tachas. What's the extra word? Tachas. It says petza tachas potza. What's the tachas? Shemamina tarti. Come teach us two things: that you have to pay for tzar, even though the mokum there is nezik. Even in the case where you ruin the other person, so you have to pay for the damage you caused him, how much he's worth less, still you have to pay for his tzar, and also we hear that you chayiv even b'shoigig. Mar says now, Omar Rabbo, hoiso even munachas loy b'chaykoy. Let's say a person has a stone lying in his lap, munachas loy b'chaykoy. V'loy hikabo, and the person did not realize it. He did not realize that he had this stone in his lap. The Omad, and then the person stood up. The Nofla, and the stone fell off, and it did damage. So it's like this. Linyan nizokin chayiv. If the stone now went and hurt somebody and did nezik, so you have to pay for the damage. Because we just said, the Afikna Rashi says, Shogeg kemeitiv yenis kerotzen, that you chayiv even for an onus, even for shogeg, you chayiv by yodim amazik. So therefore you chayiv. Linyan arba dvorim. What about to have to pay for the bush you gave him or for the doctor bills, potter? On this shepot, like we said before, you have to have intentions to be chayiv for dal dvorim. Here you do not have intentions to do the hezek, therefore you're potter on dal dvorim. Linyan Shabbos, what's going to be if this happened on Shabbos that you stood up, let's say in your house, and the stone went rolling outside into the Rishus Rabbim? So you caused the hoitzor, you're carrying out the stone from Rishus Yoch to Rishus Rabbim. What's going to be on Shabbos? Halach is that you're potter. Because the klal is meleches machsheves osru Torah. The Torah says yoni chayiv for meleches machsheves. So Rashi says that means she niskavein lasos melacha. You have to have kavanah to do melacha. It looks sober just that you thought shayoyim chol. You thought today was the weekday. Or sober shem melachas zumutera. So you didn't realize this melacha is osru on Shabbos. That's the case that you chayiv b'shoigeg achatis. But over here, hocholay niskavnu lasos melacha. Here you had no intention of doing the melacha at all. Like you didn't even realize the stone was in your lap. And when you stood up, the stone fell out, cut into Rishus Rabin. But you had no intentions of doing this melacha. Therefore, you potter from achatis on Shabbos. Linyan golus. Let's say when you stood up, the stone went and killed somebody. So, again, potter, you potter from golus. So Rashi says, Kogoyinim nofla lodem umeis potter, the gabi golus tziv maka nefesh meshkogo. You have to be a shkoga. So, for le mikri shkoga elahecha deheva le yediyah mikoro, only where you knew about it at the beginning, and then you forgot, that's called a shogeg. But over here, we're talking about that you did not realize the stone was in your lap at all. So therefore, when you get up now, the stone goes and kills somebody, you're potter from going to golus. Linyan evid, What's going to be if you're the master, and when you stand up now, the stone goes and knocks out your Eved Kenani's tooth or eye? So does he go out free or not? We know the loch is if the master knocks out his Eved's eye or tooth, he goes out free. What's going to be in a case over here where you have no intentions to do it? Does he go out free or not? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, plukta to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel for Rabbonin. This is a machlekes from Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbonin. Tanya, because we learned like this. Let's say the master of the Eved Kenani was a doctor. And the Eved complained and says, I have an eye pain. Something wrong with my eyes. Like, put some medicine in my eyes. And when the master went to heal the eye, by mistake he blinded him. So locher is chot, or else another case is where the master is a dentist, and the Eved said, chotoli shinai, that my teeth are bothering me, fix it. Vehepilo, and while the master went to fix it, he knocked out the tooth. So the locher is in these two cases is that sichek biyodin. The Eved has a right to laugh at his master, and the yotzlach eris, he goes out free. That's what the Tanakhama says, that even though it was done b'shegeg or b'yonus, still l'maisa, the master, knocked out the eye or the tooth, therefore the Eved goes out free, even though he didn't have kavanah to do it. So therefore, in our case also, the Eved would go out free. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, no, the Pasuk says, v'shichaso, only if the master destroys, damages, mashma achi is kavan l'shichaso. He has to have kavanah, intentions to destroy it. Then the Eved goes out free. But over here, where the master was a doctor or a dentist and he meant to heal him, and by mistake he blinded him, in such a case the Eved would not go out free. The same thing by us also, if we stood up and the stone went out and knocked out the Eved's eye, according to Shimon Gamliel, the Eved would not go out free. According to Rachamim, the Eved would go out free. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara says, Hikebo, what's going to be though in a case where you first realize you had the stone in your lap? V'shokacho, and then you forgot about the stone. V'omad, and then the person stood up, and the stone went flying out and did all the other damages. So what's the halacha now? V'nof, when the stone fell out. Lin yinizok in chayiv, avada, if you did damage to another person, for the damage, the loss that you caused him, for the nezek, you have to pay. Linyan daladvor, what about if you gave the prayer, you have deductibles to pay, or tsar, potter, still your potter, because you still do not have intentions to do damage to him. Therefore your potter, even though you realized you knew you first had the stone, but in your lap, but since you forgot about it, that's called a shaygig and not a pshia, therefore your potter on daladvor. Linyan golas, what's going to be if the stone comes up now and kills somebody? Chayiv, for this should be chayiv golas. To Yom Akro, the Pasuk says, Bishkogo, that you are Shogig, which means, Mechlal, the heaven, Leyadia. The Mashma, you first realize that you had the stone there, and then you forgot about it, and you killed somebody. For all, but here also, heaven, Leyadia, here also, considered you had a Yadia, like you first knew the stone was in your lap. So you knew about it, and you should have been more careful not to stand up later. So even though you forgot about it later when you stood up, still, Lemaisa, Yechayiv, you have to go to Golis. That's called the Shogig that you have to go to Golis for. Linyan Shabbos, what's going to be if this happens on Shabbos, the stone goes flying out to the Shus Rabim, Potter, still your Potter, that's not called Melechas Machsheves, you weren't miscarried to do the Melecha. At the time when the stone went flying out, you didn't realize that you're causing the stone to go out to the Shus Rabim, therefore your Potter Mechates. Linyan Eved, what's going to be if the stone goes now and knocks out the eye of your Eved? Again, plukta to Rav Shimon Gamliel for Rabbanan. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Eved would not go out free, because the Pasuk says, v'shichaso, you have to have intentions to destroy him. Here you don't have intentions of doing it, he would not go out free. For Rabbanan, plukta to Rav Shimon Gamliel for Rabbanan. Now, what's going to be another case like this? Niskaven Lizrak Shtayim. You had kavana to take this stone and throw it to two amas. That's all you had intentions of doing. The Zorak Abo, by mistake, it went further and went four amas. So Mor says now, Linyan Nizokin, if you do damage to another person of Arichayiv, not worse than Shaygagainas Yechayiv. Linyan Dalad Devorim, let's say to pay for the doctor bills or for the Tsar, again you potter, because you didn't have intentions to do the damage. You thought you only had intention to throw with two amas, and then it wouldn't have hurt the person. By mistake, it went four amas. That's called like a shogeg that you put on a dalal dvorim. Linyan Shabbos, let's say this happens on Shabbos, b'shus rabim, and now it went a dalal damas b'shus rabim, but still, you put the from a korbin, because melechas machshev is binon. Again, you have to have intentions of doing the melacha. Just you thought today was not Shabbos, so you thought the melacha was muta. But he did not have intentions to throw with dalal damas, therefore you put even from a korbin. Linyan Golas, what's going to be if now this stone goes four amas and kills somebody? So the Pasuk says, Asher lo tzada amar rachmana, that you do not have intentions to capture, to ambush him, to kill him. So Prata comes to exclude, l'niskavim lizrak shtayim v'zorak dalet, that he had kavana to throw with two and to throw with four, it's excluded. So what does it mean that it's excluded? So Rashi has two pshatim. First Rashi says the pshat is ataki yichayiv golis. For that we said, the Pasuk says, HaShel Loi Tzodo, V'Sant L'Chomokam, Prat L'Miskav L'Zik Shtayim V'Zorak Abba, She'eino B'Teres Kiyozid. It's not B'Chlal Kiyozid that you had intentions to kill him, because you only had intentions to throw two Amis, not four Amis. So in such a case, that's called a good Shoigeg, that you are Chayiv Golis. Another Lashon Rashi says, no, V'HaShel Loi Tzodo, Prat L'Miskav V'Inda Potemi Golis. Tochi mashma, shloi tzidu min shloi niskavin lotzud, polizwak etzloi, yonus, you had no intention to throw near him at all. But prat, in a case like this, where you had intentions to throw it near him, even though you didn't have intentions to hit him, but you had intentions to go near him to throw it two amis, and by mistake it went four amis, in such a case it's more than like a regular shogeg, therefore you're potter from golus. What's going to be what's going to be linyan evid? Let's say in such a case the stone goes four amas and knocks out the eye of your evid. Again, plukta the Rav Shimon Megamli over Rabbonin. This will be told on Machlegas of Shimon Megamli on the Rabbonin. Now, what's going to be in the case of Niskavein Lizrek Arba Vizorak Shemoina? Somebody had intentions to throw four amas and by mistake it went eight amas. So linyan is talking again about the chayif. If you did damage to somebody eight amas away, it's not worse. Then shoygeg avad yichayiv. Linyan dalad dvarim potter. If you did damage to somebody and gave him tsar, ripui, shavas, boishes, you're potter from paying these things. Because again, it's not called bekavoni. You didn't have intentions to do this damage. You only wanted to throw four amas, not eight amas. Linyan Shabbos. If this happened on Shabbos, here it's a little bit different. Because here, since you had intentions to throw a dalad amas, that is a malacha. So it depends. B'yoymeh kol mokum shetir tzatinuach. In, if you say that wherever it lands, I'm happy, then you'll be chayev on Shabbos. Because l'maisi, you had kavanah to throw down amis. Just by Shabbos for the tzor, you have to have kavanah to make an akira and a hanocha. Here, where you say wherever it lands, you're happy, so even though it landed eight amis away, it's also b'chlal, your kavanah, therefore you'll be chayev achatis. V'iloy, but if you didn't say this, if this was not your intentions wherever it landed, but you wanted to land Badafka four amis, and it went away eight amis, then you'd be potter. Linyan Golis, what's going to be if you killed somebody? Apostle says, again, you have the Chura Tuk Shatam and Rashi, whether you be chayv or whether you be potter. Linyan Eved, what's going to be if the stone now went and killed and knocked out the eye of Yeved? Again, Plutus or Shimon Gamli over Rabbanan. There's a b'dol b'machloikis, whether we dash in Mashiach so until you have kavanah, or else no, even by itself, also without kavanah, still the ever goes out free. V'yomar Rava. V'yomar Rava. Rava says like this, Zora kli m'reish agag, you throw down your kli, your plate, from the top of the roof. Ovo acha v'shover b'maklin, somebody in the bottom takes a stick and breaks the kli. The locher is potter, the one on the bottom is potter, it's not called he broke anything. My time, and what's the reason? Mona tfira tover, considered he broke a broken kli. As when the first one threw it off the roof, it was supposed to, it's aimed to break. So it's considered like that kli is broken and it has no value anymore. So therefore, if somebody now on the bottom breaks it, he avada is potter. The Yomar Rabba also says, Zora kli meroy shagag. And let's say somebody threw off the plate off the roof. But for hayutach of korumak sasis, right now there were pillows on the floor. So the way it is right now, the kli is not supposed to break. So therefore, bo'acha v'solkon, let's say somebody else comes and pulls away the pillows, and now the kli breaks. Oy kodomros, even he himself, the one on top that's throwing down somebody else's kli. So first when he threw it down, the maisa throwing it down is not called the maisa mazik, because it was supposed to land on the pillow and not break. Now he himself first jumped down and pulled away the pillow when it broke. The locher is potter, he's also potter. He's potter for the mazik. Why? My timer. The idno de shadya psuke mifseke giro. The damage that he really did was he took the kli and threw it off the roof. At that time, his arrow was supposed to be broken. In other words, means there were pillows there that his throwing was not supposed to break it. So therefore, he didn't do a maisa mazik. Just what happened later, whoever came down or he pulled away the pillow, that's only called the grumma. Grumma bin izok in his potter. So therefore, you're potter for the hezek. For Yomar Rabba, Rabba also says, what's going to be Zorak, Tinik, Moresh, Agag, if somebody throws down a kid off a roof? Or Bo'acha, the Kibla, beside you, if somebody in the bottom now comes first with a sword and catches him, in other words, and kills him. So, who's Chayiv Misa here? Tomorrow says, really, Plukta to Rabbi Yudav and Beseir of Rabbonin. This is told in the Machlekas, Rabbi Yudav and Beseir of Rabbonin, is anybody Chayiv? Or is the last one Chayiv or nobody's Chayiv? The Tanya will learn like this. He ko asara b'nei yodam, if 10 people went to hit somebody, pi asara makolis, with 10 different sticks. In other words, 10 people have 10 sticks, and each one hit the person, the same person. And at the end, the person died. So bein b'basachas, where the all 10 people hit him the same time, bein b'zachas there, where the one after another, they hit the person, and the person